butterfly, dance across the sky to me. Come and spend some time with me. I promise not to pin you down or even frown if you have to fly away into someone else's dream. Come and spend some time with me. Linger just a little while, butterfly style.
Oh, the butterfly song. Some great music. We're going to tell you why that is appropriate for our intro music in just a moment. Allow me to introduce Sean Stone to you. Of course, if you've been listening to this program over the last 16 years, you know Sean, but he is our cultural correspondent, and we are thrilled to have him come each Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens, and you can find out more, see his entire list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I am feeling quite well.
Excellent. It's very nice to have you here. So the film that you saw this week,
The Beguiled.
All right. What is that?
This is Sofia Coppola's Southern Civil War Gothic. It's sort of been abandoned by the war. It's a girls' school run by Nicole Kidman, and there's only like six students left, and Kirsten Dunst is the other teacher, and the Civil War is going on around them, and one of the young women is out picking mushrooms and finds a wounded Union Civil War soldier played by Colin Farrell.
Mm.
And he's wounded, so they bring him back and they fix his leg. And the rather graphic scene of Nicole Kidman sewing up his wound.
Okay.
But, and then he recovers. And then things start to happen. It's kind of a mesmerizing movie in that
beguiling things start to happen.
I don't know about that, but she went full trying to get the period feel. So there's no musical score. There's no overly artificial lighting. You know, if it's night, there's candles, and if it's daylight, it's natural light. You know, they're not. You know, there's no Hollywood to it. And it really envelops you into this sort of southern rural Virginia feeling, and then Colin Farrell starts behaving badly
because
he is in this house full of women who are lonely.
Gotcha.
And things get bad and things get worse, and then they get a little worse.
Now the film did very well at Cannes. Won, right?
Sofia Coppola won Best Director.
Okay, so all in all, a good quality film.
Highly recommended, and at 1 hour and 34 minutes, the perfect length.
My kind of film. In and out. Excellent. It's The Beguiled and playing now. All right, so let's talk some more movies.
From the sublime to the ridiculous. The Madison Theater in Albany, which is a repertory house, is showing a couple of Cold War classics today through Sunday, various times. Check their website. Rocky IV, or as I thought of it back in the day, Rocky IV, because that's that's what the series seemed to be on, because he had strayed so far from what a great movie Rocky was, and now he was fighting Dolph Lundgren. But yeah, it was a huge hit.
Yep, absolutely.
And then the immortal Red Dawn, directed by John Milius, in which the Russians use their proxies, the mighty Nicaraguan army, to invade the United States. That has an amazing cast of like kids from the 80s and people like Harry Dean Stanton and Powers Booth.
Now, they remade the film in 2012, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but this is the original one with C. Thomas Howell.
Exactly. This is the
Ray
original.
Ray Don Chong.
I remember seeing this in the theater in 1984 with a packed house that just loved every minute of it. They were cheering the Wolverines.
Yeah. It was great. I mean, I remember not only seeing this film in the theater, but then in the very early days of cable in the 80s, that they showed this film when HBO first came on. I remember first getting cable, and they showed this movie, I believe, 47 times a day.
Yeah.
So I used to know it by heart.
I had that same experience the first time when I was in college and got cable. Beastmaster.
Oh.
You know, on like 50 times a month.
You know the other one? Heartbeeps. Do you remember that movie? Andy Kaufman. And Carol Kane.
Oh, boy.
Heartbeeps. And Bernadette Peters was in that, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Heartbeeps.
Comedy.
All right.
Not pretty.
So that also from that time, it is that happens Thursday.
Through Sunday.
So tonight through Sunday. A
bunch of different times, yeah. And then Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany is opening up their summer show, a nice light summer show, Mamma Mia. One great ABBA hit after another. That opens Friday at 8 o'clock, and it runs through August 13th. Friday, also at 8 o'clock at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, it's the legendary folk artist, singer-songwriter Jonathan Edwards. Then at the Funny Bone Comedy Club at Crossgates Mall in Gilderland, Friday through Sunday, also a little bit of a flashback to the 80s, Michael Winslow.
Oh, Michael Winslow of the Police Academy movies, who did all those voices.
All the sound effects. He's amazing.
Now, have you seen this new viral video that Michael Winslow was a part of? Have you seen this? Now, I have to find this very quickly on the fly, because I was not aware, even though you sent it on the script, I did not know
it's all right.
We're going to be talking about this. But he does this incredible thing where he does this classic heavy metal song, and he does everything. And it's just amazing to listen to.
He's a talent.
It's really incredible. And you think to yourself, wow, you know, how could you this is what you do for a living. It's very, very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Michael Winslow at the Funny Bone.
The Funny Bone, Friday through Sunday. The times also vary night to night, so go to their website, check it out. Opera Saratoga is also debuting their third production this season, The Cradle Will Rock, the Mark Blitzstein Depression-era satirical musical. It's at the Spa Little Theater in Saratoga Springs, Sunday the 9th at 7:30 p.m. and Tuesday the 11th at 2 p.m. The Clark Art Institute is kicking off their free summer concert series. It's every Tuesday night in July with singer-songwriter Samantha Farrell, and that's Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. The Palace Theater in Albany is kicking off a free summer film series for the kids Tuesday at 1 in the afternoon. The first movie's Kung Fu Panda, but coming up are like Toy Story 3, The Jungle Book, the original animated one, not the weird CGI one, and a bunch of good movies. And that runs, you know, for the next 6 weeks or so.
That was very weird. You're right.
And then at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, The Great Pink Martini.
They will be there. That was the music we heard coming in. And a terrific group. Do we know who the members will be at this particular ensemble?
I do not.
Ensemble? Okay.
They do have a sort of fluid membership, but I saw them the last time they were in town. I believe that was at the Egg, and it was just a fantastic evening. World music, swing, just a little bit of everything.
It's Pink Martini, and they will be at the Mahawi coming up.
And then the Adirondack Theater Festival's second production of the season at the Charles R. Wood Theater in Glens Falls opens Tuesday, the 11th at 7:30 p.m., and it runs through July 20th. It's called Knights of the Sales Office, and it's a comedy which they say it's The Office meets Game of Thrones.
Oh, so Knights is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Yes, K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Okay, Knights of the Sales Office.
So, you know, I would have enjoyed The Office TV show more if, say, you know, somebody finally stabbed Dwight Schrute to death or something. That would have been funny.
A little bit of armor wouldn't have hurt that
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, exactly.
Yep, a little saber rattling. Good.
And then the free summer concert series at the Empire State Plaza continues on Wednesday the 12th. The show starts at 5 o'clock. It's the Sam Robert Band's band. The Recorderoys are opening. It runs from about 5 to 8. And new movies.
Yes.
There is a sort of slapstick visual comedy called Paris Can Wait. There is a romantic dramedy called The Big Sick. I'm sure you've seen the trailer for it. This movie has a lot of buzz. And then we have Spider-Man Homecoming, about which I wrote one of my friends, I would rather saw my head off with a paper knife than sit through another Spider-Man reboot.
Okay, so here's my question. Because I have seen the origin story, and I'm not even counting the Broadway musical,
right,
although I believe we should.
Yes.
Because the origin story is just told over and over and over and over again. Now, you and I, roughly the same age, we've had to live through, what, 90 of these things?
Yeah.
It just seems that in our lifetime, there should only maybe be one, okay, possibly two. But they're not furthering the story. This is still another origin story, correct?
I believe so. I do not believe they killed the uncle again.
Oh.
They decided to the uncle's already
he's
dead.
Spare? Oh, okay.
He's already dead when this starts.
Is there still him going into the boxing ring and all that stuff?
Here's the thing. I mean, this is another one of those corporate things. Sony owned the character. They did those first three Spider-Man movies. Two of them were very good.
Tobey Maguire,
Sam Raimi directed. And they pretty much, you know, blew the doors open to all of the superhero movies that have followed.
Yes. And then came Andrew Garfield.
Right, because if they didn't make another Spider-Man movie, they lose the rights.
Okay. But when Andrew Garfield came in, they basically made the same movie that they made Tobey Maguire within, I think it was 2.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, Aunt May kept getting younger, though. I mean, it went from...
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, in the second one, it was Sally Field, who has some really nasty, funny things to say about those movies, if you look them up online, that I can't actually repeat.
Oh, that's good.
And in this one, it's...
Amy Schumer. No.
No, it's... My Cousin Vinny. She won the Oscar.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei.
And Thank you, Rob Chacon.
And I joked... Well, why don't they just hire Kirsten Dunst for Aunt May and
get it over
with?
Oh, that would be great.
You know? I mean, the whole thing. And this one, what happened was, you know, the Andrew Garfield movies, they did fine, but they didn't work out the way they wanted them to. So they capitulated to Marvel. And now they're collaborating with Marvel Studios, and Iron Man is in this. You know, and it just seems like...
And the kid playing Spider-Man is really a kid, right?
Yeah, he's like 15 or something.
Yeah, all right.
It's like, please stop. Please, I beg you, for America, stop.
If there's any patriotism in this country left, for the love of God, stop making these things.
Yep.
Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. You can find his list at wamc.org/roundtable. I feel better, actually, just discussing that with you, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm glad to help.
Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. We'll see you next week. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.